Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is He Said, She Said by Erin Kelly. Published by Hodder and Staunton in 2017, today's book is all about eclipses, fear, and the truth. Laura and Kit are a couple both approaching 40, and Laura is heavily pregnant with their first baby. Well, babies, she's having twins. Laura and Kit are also eclipse chasers, people who travel the world to witness every eclipse of the sun. Unfortunately, with Laura heavily pregnant, Kit will have to travel alone to the next eclipse site in the Faroe Islands. But back in 1999, when Laura and Kit were a new couple, they travelled to a festival in Cornwall to witness their first eclipse together. However, after the brief moment of awe, they stumbled across a crime scene in progress, a woman being raped. They accost the man, call the police and protect the victim, a woman named Beth. The man is arrested, and Laura and Kit are called to testify at his trial. Laura knows what she saw, and in order to ensure that justice is served, she tells a little white lie in court, but she has no idea what impact this will have on her entire life. This incident not only ruined Beth's life, the rape also had a profound impact on Laura and Kit, who 15 years later are still living in hiding, having changed their names and identities. And they're not hiding from the rapist, they're hiding from Beth. He Said, She Said, it is an incredible psychological thriller. Set against the context of eclipse chasers, the story flips back and forward in time from 1999 and the years after to the present day, and perspectives are shown from both Laura and Kit's eyes. The reader sees how Laura and Kit hide information from each other, and how one little lie after another can have a massive impact on a relationship over time. 15 years of lies and misdirection build to a breaking point when Beth reappears and they have to relive the experience of the festival in Cornwall all over again. Now, this is one of the best psychological thrillers I've ever read. The plot twists and turns into a situation which I never suspected from the outset. Every character is turned on their head and it makes you wonder how well you actually know the people closest to you and reconsider who's mentally ill and who is sane and how your unconfessed lies can be a burden on the rest of your life. I actually found myself gasping aloud as the truth was revealed, right up until the last pages. I want to say a lot more about this book, but I'm scared to spoil it. I just recommend you take a look for yourself. So if you like psychological thrillers, complex couple relationships, eclipses and big white lies, I heartily recommend He Said, She Said by Erin Kelly. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.